bloody hell is this?
Boy, oh boy.
It can't be. Footy Mythbusters.
Going off nice and early with the sting there. I was just going to get everyone settled. And before we get to the Mythbusters, Russell, and you're running this whole segment, so we look forward to that.
Right.
Bill, you've been sticking your nose down the front where the AIS, am I right, are playing against the North Melbourne Reserves?
They are. Curtain raiser here today at the MCG and a couple of father sons to have a look at. Riley West, son of Scotty.
Playing very, very well at the moment.
He is indeed.
A young gun.
And looks like him too. A Bailey Scott, number 10 out there. That's the son of Robert.
Robert Scott, who can go
to the Suns, to North Melbourne or Geelong.
Yep. Where is he, by the way, Robert Scott?
Very good question. Apparently he's up in the Gold Coast somewhere.
He goes missing.
He disappeared, didn't he? He did. And the other father son, Nick Blakely.
Blakey. Young bloke, and he's had to be real good too.
All right,
so a score before we go. Willis, who's in front of this?
North Melbourne are coming back, Tim. They're only 6 points behind at the minute.
All right, let's go, Bristol. Set this up.
I don't want to be the perpetrator of any bad news or any negative stuff, but it's my job in football to look at the myths in football, because there are a lot, and to find out simply whether they are true or not true.
That's
what the segment is.
Last week was a good one with Doug Hawkins.
Very good. This week, I think we've got a better one, Bill.
Oh, hello.
So this was concerning one of our own, Duck over here.
Come on.
Now, Duck, at the time of this particular thing, Duck, I just want you to tell me whether this is right or not. You were the best player in the competition. You were the star of the competition. So that's why people wanted to get hold of you.
He's nodding.
That sits pretty comfortably with him, I reckon.
He was sitting there nodding.
Now, listen. A small speed hump issue popped up, and you decided to leave the country.
I've done that a few times.
Unusual. But anyway, off he goes, and you head off to Thailand, unbeknownst to anyone. Just going over there.
I was on the run.
A little bit of Koh Samui. What's the other street over there, the main street in Thailand?
Phuket. Well, that's another place.
Anyway, Thailand, and he's over there at Koh Samui, all snug, and, the media... they've just gone psycho. They're trying to, is he in Darwin? Is he in Cairns? Is he in Palm
Wagga? Where are you going with this? Wagga? This is a myth.
Has he snuck up to his rock farm up at up on the
rock Hume rock
where, by the way, there's no topsoil at all.
Hey, by the way, that's no longer mine.
Oh.
Hey, lost that?
Anyway, the media are chasing him all over the world. Vegas. Mm. Yes, Duck goes to Vegas. No, they go over there. A couple of desperates get over there. Tony Sheen and a few others. No, he's not in Vegas. And so eventually one of the smartest, most on-the-ball type media operators, senior sort of sports journo, TJ, Tony Jones.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hang on,
I just want you to know, Tony Jones, very well respected, worked with him on the Sunday
Show. Yes, you did.
Yeah. I love Tony Jones. So where are you going with this?
He spent 5 days looking for you. So he had a mole at passport headquarters here, Commonwealth headquarters, and he was able to track your passport down, and he realised that you had gone.
That's illegal, but he found out where you were anyway.
Koh Samui.
Where is this going?
And after 5 days of looking for you, and the newsroom said he couldn't find you. He couldn't find you.
Maybe I wasn't there.
He was in the same spot.
Maybe I wasn't even there.
Anyway, his boss at Channel 9, who would have been probably one of the big news bosses in...
Sorrell?
Hugh Nolan? Michael Venus. TJ had already... his bill had sort of risen steeply up to about $12,500 in accommodation, airfares.
Looking for
a lot of food. And so the boss, Michael Venus, said, no, TJ, look, you've been on the hunt for 5 or 6 days, mate. You can't find the duck. He's fled the world, and you can't get him. You're going to have to come back. Anyway, so he reluctantly goes to Bangkok Airport, about to jump on the plane, minutes away, in the queue, with
boarding pass,
like he's fifth in line or something, and he's in the queue.
He's not on the plane, though.
And all of a sudden, a text message comes through, and it's from Wayne Carey.
Oh.
And it said something along, I believe you're looking for me, meet me at the Ping Pong Hotel tonight, right? Because Duck's staying at the Ping Pong Hotel.
Listen to this.
He says, meet me tonight.
As if I'd be staying at the Ping Pong Hotel.
No, you were, Duck.
Meet me tonight.
At the Intercontinental.
At the PP. Let's call it the PP. Tonight at 7 o'clock, I'll be there, and I am going to give you the one-on-one.
TJ's
got on to Michael Venus, and, you know, look, it's going to be another $2,500, but, you know, I've got him. Duck's agreed to do it. I've got a text from him. He said, come on down. Let's talk and do this nice little story for you. And anyway, so TJ turns up.
This up well.
Now, TJ turns up.
He hasn't flown out yet.
Hong Kong Airport. Oh, he cancels the flight.
Oh, he's at Hong Kong now.
No, Bangkok Airport.
He heads towards the PP Hotel. And he's there. And anyway, he's sort of sitting there in the front bar because Duck said, I'll meet you in the front bar and you can set up your cameras over there and we can do the whole thing. And
the PP.
What he didn't know is I'm told that...
BT, I would not
that
do this.
You,
no.
You, this was you, rubbish. You had several hideout holes strategically placed around the PP Hotel.
Vantage points.
And yes, it was about 100 metres. And you could see, you had a perfect view of the bar. And TJ's sitting there and he's 7 o'clock, he waltzes in and he sits down and has a, you know, a martini.
And a burger.
Yeah. And by gee, when you watched him come up the stairs, he just let go of one as well. By himself. But anyway, he's sitting there. 7 o'clock, no Wayne Carey.
No.
7:15, still no Duck. TJ's looking around, and while all of this was going on, 7:30 arrives, no Duck. Duck is 100 metres away at one of these strategically placed posts, looking at TJ.
Through binoculars,
and absolutely pissing himself laughing because he has no intention of meeting TJ at the PP Hotel.
I want
to know whether this is a myth or whether it's true, Duck. Is it yes or no?
No. No, not true.
Duck, I reckon this could be true.
Did you do that? No. Not to TJ.
Let's ask the man himself, Tony Jones. We've got him on the line here from Channel 9 News. Now, TJ, welcome to Triple M Footy.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to come on Triple M Footy.
Now, TJ, this is a new Mythbuster segment, and we're trying to, I think you've been listening, and you chased him all over the town. Tell us what happened. Am I near the money with what went on in your chase of Wayne Carey?
Well, first of all, can I say, I was put on hold, and my battery life was 100%, but by the time you finished that story, BT, it's in the red. So, can I just say that you're almost on the money, right? Sure, now, what happened was, yes, the Duck was a wanted man, and no one knew where he was, and it was about 5 to 6 one night, and I got a phone call out of the blue from some bloke who was over there, and he's gone, are you looking for Wayne Carey? And I'm like, well, yeah, why? And he goes, he's two tables away from me. I said, where are you? He's going, Koh Samui. I've never heard of Koh Samui anyway, so I said to the boss, who was Michael Venus, I said, listen, this guy's just rang and he said Wayne Carey's two tables away and he's gone, book a flight. Next thing, I'm on a bloody midnight flight to Bangkok and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be like shooting apples in a bucket because I thought Koh Samui was like the size of Hamilton Island. And as we're flying into it from Bangkok, it's like the size of Tasmania. And I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to find this bloke? Anyway, and then I thought to myself, do I actually want to find him? Because he's going to belt the shit out of me. Anyway, so, which he'd threatened to do only months earlier on the Sunday Footy Show, you might remember, Doug.
Oh, Tony, not to you.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, so we got there and I thought, we're never going to find him, but we'll just put up a bit of a token effort. So we've gone to the top of Chuang Road, I think it's called, and there's really only one road which comes into there, and there are a million motorbikes, and they're all wearing the same thing, the Bing Tang T-shirts and all that sort of stuff. And you wouldn't believe it. We've been there for, as I say, less than an hour, sitting at this bar at a table out the front, sort of on lookout, and there's this bloke in this bright yellow shirt, and he's on this motorbike with a companion behind him, and they're coming down the road, and I've gone, Jesus, have a look, it's Carey. Anyway, so I've ducked under the table so he wouldn't see me. Well, actually, it was more to protect myself than anything else. And anyway, so he's gone into this restaurant area, so we sort of followed him, and we were watching him from the beach and got a few shots, and I said, well, I'm not going to go in and hit him up in the restaurant. I said, that's just stupid. We'll go and wait by his motorbike. But by the time we actually got back to the motorbike, he'd gone. So we had to spend the next 5 days, searching every resort. And we thought, the cameraman I was with was fantastic. He would not give up. I was only making a token effort because I knew the answer. And so we ended up not getting him. But just to put a full stop to this very long story, we were in Bangkok and we were in this executive suite. So we'd had a couple of nights there on the way back after 5 exhausting days of hunting down the duck. And next thing, my phone goes off and it just comes up, duck. And I'm like, And I looked at it and he's gone, meet me at, was it called Fisherman's Village Duck or something? Or?
Yeah.
Not ping pong.
Finally getting to the end of the story, TJ.
Not ping pong, Brian.
Anyway, so to get to the end of the story, we flew back, we made a hasty flight back from Bangkok and we did not find him. It was only later that I found out that he was watching us all the time.
So it's true.
Well, but you know what? I'll confess here now, Tony, and to BT and all our listeners, that is true.
You saw him.
I did. I sat there and watched him.
You're the only person that got one on Tony Jones.
I sat there and watched him for a while, and you know
for
what?
A while.
Tony knows we get along very well, and Tony knows. And actually, I've apologised to Tony since it was one of those situations where I would have been upset if you got a camera shoved in your face or whatever, and you were away trying to get away, but I probably thought, this is my opportunity to actually get one back. Wouldn't have mattered. It wasn't because it was Tony. It would have been any one of those people, and I would have done the same thing. But I have apologised, Tony, haven't I?
Yeah, but you don't need to apologise. I was chasing you. But look, it worked out okay because, as I say, after 5 days, I didn't get the interview, but I got some great T-shirts and DVDs.
Hey, Tone, I want you to very quickly smash another myth too. Whose cherry ripe was it? Yours or Doc's? Who ate the other's cherry ripe? And did Doc then not speak for the whole night because he cracked the shits?
Well, let's put this on the record right now. Yes. Right? He always had a twirl. I had the cherry ripe. One night, I noticed my cherry ripe wrapper glistening in his little doctor bag.
This is when Channel 9 really are covering the footy, and you're the boundary riders,
He would not give up that Doc cherry ripe. I eventually had to dive into the bag and grab it and correct. We didn't talk for the rest of the night. In fact,
the rest of the year.
The rest of the season. Yeah.
He thumped your cherry ripe.
Stole my cherry ripe.
Hey, TJ, thanks for coming on, mate. We look forward to seeing you on National 9 News. Not tonight. You're a weekday only operator, is that right?
Oh, he's just trying to push
Pete. He's trying to get rid of Pete. He's just trying to get rid. And the Sunday footy show. You'll be
Sunday
on tomorrow.
Sunday footy show. We look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, that's always a highlight of my day. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tone.
See you, mate.